favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
And welcome to your star, It's All in the Stars, with your astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And I have my host, Shervin, also. Hi, Shervin.
Hi, Hassan. How are you?
Can you hear me well?
Yes,
this time is completely digital, and Donna promises that it's a much better system, so we'll keep this one all the time now on station 2. And let me first give on, it's going to be quite an exciting show today, and let me give out some numbers here. First of all, Shervin, maybe you can make a note of it also, and you can just let people know. I keep forgetting about it, you know. To call from USA and Canada, it's toll-free 1-888-228-4494. And from anywhere in the world, we have 1-877-489-6350. And in case we have, there are too many people calling in, then we'll give out to these other local numbers also, like a 530-776-5154. But for now, I think 888-228-4494 would be the best one from USA and Canada. And our website, of course, is astrotrends.net. And we've got some really exciting news, Shervin. All kinds of things are happening. My astrolove.net, we are almost ready.
Oh, excellent.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, so we actually are just been putting in another server, and in about a week's time, it'll be completely ready. And we have some free reports there also. In fact, my free report is bigger than most people when they actually charge the reports also. So we're having one for compatibility and one for natal also.
Excellent.
We've been working quite hard on that, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And today, let me just see where the... You know, I haven't even checked where the moon is and everything today.
It should be Libra.
It's in Libra, is it?
Yeah. It should be about 11, 12 degrees Libra.
Yeah, you're right. See, the last 2 days it was raining and all, the moon is in Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and today the Mercury and moon both are in Libra. And I'm going to be having this slider, you know, Shervin. I think I'm going to put it on my main site, astrotrends.net, where you'll be able to put your birthday just on the slider, the date, month, and year, and instantly get the results right away. And you can mouse over and see the whole natal chart, everything. So we are still working on that. I mean, we have the whole module ready, but I'm just having all the login and everything. It's a free thing we're going to be having for people. So we'll talk about quite a few different things today. And many people have asked me about some aspects of palmistry also, and to make some real simple things. And then
they have some things on your website about that.
Yes. Right in the palmistry section, that's right, yeah. You know, we wrote about in our May issue of, I mean, in May we wrote about in our world predictions about, by the way, you know, when people go on our main website, astrotrends.net, on the right-hand side are some of the things came out of the world prediction, but that's going to be out very soon. So just look at the main menu on the left-hand side where it says world predictions, and that will take you to the latest world predictions and the last ones and the long-term prediction that we did. And some of the specific ones that we also did, where there's some dangerous times coming up, and also about the Mayan calendar, all those things I've given there. And we're almost finished with that, because I'm also an artist, you know, so the visual part is very important to me. So I was looking after that, and we're catching up with the content also. But in May, we wrote about the whole market being completely redefined, which seems to be happening, actually. And it'll continue
by the end of November.
Till the end of November, it'll continue. And what's interesting is we'll have probably, I would say, at least once or twice, you know, when the market drops by about by 700 points and then gains it back again. So we'll have two more points like that, I would say, at least. But it's a very highly speculative aspect, and unless you're into real astrology and all that, they won't be able to do it. Like, it's interesting, right. About 3-4 days ago, and one of my clients, this fellow is a really, really conservative businessman. I written him almost like 2-3 months ago. That, about this Friday, about Thursday and Friday, that will be probably raining, and the market will be down. And it went down by, I think, about like 500 points or something. And so he did call me finally. I hadn't heard from him for almost 2 months. Because both by, and I was telling you, you know, just the mood of the audience, and moon is in Virgo, touching off Saturn, conjunction with Saturn, and that's that rain part, but also with the mood of people being down. So it's really interesting how. But in a day or two, that's a very, very critical time, both for Palin and for Obama, with that moon in Scorpio coming up.
I see.
Even though the Mars Neptune is almost over in both their charts, but that moon in Scorpio also, that makes it even more. It's these trigger points. You see, there's a new moon coming up in 2-3 days.
Yeah.
But you know when that sun goes into, I mean, sun and moon conjunction. By the way, everybody is invited to also, if you do want to, just call in, like a live call in. And all we need is your birth date, time, and place of birth. And we'll analyze it also. And if you want to, I noticed that a lot of people were listening to the show, but they were quite shy to
call in.
And they were quite shy to call, you know. So I asked them, I said, just send us an email if you want. And I'm outside, actually, of my office, actually. I'm at a different place. But next time what I'll do is I'll keep all the emails, because quite a few people wrote down. So I forgot to bring all the information here. Next time we'll have that ready, though, yeah.
So you were saying, Hassan, but I think Palin's Mars Neptune is, she's still in the middle of it, whereas Obama's is over now, pretty much.
Well, hers is definitely, yes. And that's why, you know, they've been making fun of her and all kinds of things. And she actually sets herself up for it. She does enough, she provides enough material for herself anyways.
She sure does.
For all the comedy material.
Very funny stuff.
But the thing is, no, I don't understand. I think she wants to be hip or something. She goes wrong with it. But what she doesn't realize, I think, is this political aspect, the way it comes out. I don't think it comes out the way she wants it.
I hope not.
It's a very strange aspect. And now they're saying that she's becoming quite rebellious. I don't think, you know, it's not fair to her, actually, because she's very, very different from these other people, the conservative side. In fact, in some respects, I really like some of her viewpoints, which are not totally like a feminist agenda. She's like she's like an independent mother, and many of the things that she says seem to be almost like against women, but she doesn't care for their opinion, and that's the part I respect about her. Like, you know, she takes a thing, and you know, she had a child, and regardless of what she wanted to have that anyways. There's certain things that I think they're quite positive, that part at least. I don't think she has the, but they found out, you know, with the Trans-Canada, I was looking at the Trans-Canada for the gas pipeline thing. She had taken out, she did a lot of things which were not supposed to be done at all. There were many people who wanted to do that, and it was very partisan, and she reduced it just to one person or one company. And it's amazing how all the people who were working with that company, how they were part of her administration also. So that part, I think, that's all coming back around. But I also found an interesting thing. You know, they were talking about not having been born in Hawaii, Barack Obama. But they were saying that he was born in Hawaii, but he was adopted by an Indonesian person. And in Indonesian law, you can only have one relative, so he's not really a U.S. citizen. Well, they don't realize that McCain was actually born in Panama on a U.S. base. So it's like an embassy being the country, but it's not really U.S. He was actually born in Panama. He was outside the U.S. He was not even born in the USA.
Right.
At least Obama. So you've got to take two different things. Either a person who's been born in the U.S., but brought up somewhere else, or somebody who's actually born a base of U.S. outside. But these are little things. They even, you know, they actually threw out a court against Obama now. But the only thing which I'm really afraid of is the election fraud, the rigging part, you know, because so many software people and so many professors have broken that code so fast. You write that, you know, a Democrat, you get a Republican thing, for example, as if you've done. So it's completely, you know, the same thing happened with Kerry, I'm sure.
Yes, that worries me.
But because it's coinciding with all the changes that we predicted, that's why we do feel that Obama is coming in. In fact, I think it's going to be a bit of a landslide. Not just him, but also the Senate. Yeah. And he's in a very difficult position, you know, because he does have to cater to all these different people and all, but he's got a very good grounding, you know, that even that grandmother, and he's not, of course, totally black. He's half white, half black, actually. His mother was pure white, actually. But I find that people who have the black people, because they have there's a really good survival aspect in a down-to-earth way with them.
Yes.
So when you take those people and you educate them, it really brings out the best. Like Jamaica, for example, I've always said, even though they had very high criminal activity, but I said there were some different genes when it comes to sports. It's an exceptional genes for that. If they could direct it in at Olympic sports and all that, and now they found out that they are born with a special protein, which is much more different from normal people.
Who's born with a special protein?
The Jamaicans.
Oh, Jamaicans.
That's why that runner, for example, I mean, he scored so many gold, in the Olympics. They found that they actually were born with a special protein, with a slightly different protein or something there.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
Well, the thing with Obama, he holds up better under stress. Also, I don't think he loses his temper.
Very common. That's exactly. You see, the true metal shows up under stress.
Exactly.
And I think he's a good balance between him and Biden. Even though Biden has much more of the warrior aspect, however, it only comes out because he's an extremely passionate person.
Yes.
He's very, very much a devoted father also. Like, a real fighter for causes, Biden.
Yeah.
And then when you take the family values of Obama, it makes a fantastic combination.
Yeah.
Because Biden has a powerful chart, but by himself, it would have been a very destructive chart. But with Obama's support, it compares really well.
Exactly.
Like, both their Venus is exactly trying each other.
Hmm.
So the family values of Obama and the life death situations that Biden has gone through, that's a Scorpio side. So between them, I think it'll be...
Right.
So the only thing which I do not really care for is they're going into Afghanistan. I don't think they're going to be... I mean, under pretext of Osama bin Laden, for example, they won't be able to do anything. It'll just be so much money being spent and just bitterness. They talk about all the Taliban and all that type of thing, but that's total nonsense, you know. They just want the gas and oil to go through there, through Afghanistan. So they will have to leave it at some point.
I see.
And unfortunately, the more they bomb in Afghanistan, the repercussions are in Pakistan. As
right.
Because all these people, they quickly just move. I've actually been to that area of north and near that K2 mountain. I was going from Kabul, actually, to the north part of Pakistan. When you go there, it's like a total no man's land. You see, like, 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids, these boys, you know, having these guns with them. It's just a normal thing. But what I also found out, in all those areas, even the South, even Karachi and places like that, the people who guard the homes, they are exactly from those Pathan region. They're very brave people, and they're extremely, extremely loyal and dependable. Very, very simple people. And unfortunately, and spoiling all their life, it's just very, very unfortunate, you know. You know what, another thing which I found out, there are two things which I've written on my website, for this time. There'll be some major discoveries about the medicines, a fantastic time with Mars and Scorpio and all. And we just found out last week that, for sinus, the cure for sinus, they are very, very close to it now. They've isolated the genes, everything for it now.
You mean the common cold?
Yes. So common cold will definitely become like a part of history.
I saved the Yahoo article about it, and it said that somehow you strengthen the proteins that attack the virus or something like that, you know?
Yes, but they've actually isolated that Wavian something, I forget, it's something with a V, and they've actually isolated that. So it's very easy to, that part. Another thing which I found, besides Palin and Obama going through all these scandalous periods and all that, Ahmadinejad of Iran, I wrote specifically about him also, and he was ill this week.
Yeah,
still is from what I understand. That's that Mars Neptune aspect as well.
Yes, I read that as well in the news.
Yeah.
Very
but we are making our site much more visual now. And if people go to astrotrends.net, when they go to horoscope, where the sun sign section is, it has its place also, Sherwin. You know that in astrology we do not really consider just the sun. But if you're taking Mercury as a very important place, then sun also has to have some aspect about it. But it's not just a sun sign, but to know that what each sign represents, because to understand the other aspects of your life. For example, you are a Capricorn, but your Venus is in Sagittarius. So we need to know what a Sagittarius aspect is. So having Venus in Sagittarius is a true love of philosophy, love of God, love of spirituality. So when you marry somebody, for example, there has to be a spiritual connection there. It's like, for example, you have a passion for astrology, and you picked up so naturally, so fast. Because it's only a passion.
But I found for anything that has to do with, for instance, extraterrestrials and things like that, I've always
been on a very basic level. But the love itself also has to be like a spiritual experience. Like when you look at a beautiful woman, for example, it's like a spiritual experience. That's like it heals your soul. That's that Venus and Sagittarius theme.
Right.
So on one side you may have a Mars and Scorpio like a black Porsche, and you're really frustrated the whole world. Suddenly you look at a really beautiful person. It immediately calms you at the soul level. That's that Venus and Sagittarius.
You said it calms. I didn't catch the last thing you said.
No, I'm just saying, like, for example, it calms you almost at the soul level.
I see.
It's exactly opposite to, like, you know, when you're driving, like, a black Porsche. Because one side of you is all that karate and taekwondo and all those fantastic kicks that you do. That's a talent.
Because of your advice, I can never buy a black car because of your advice. Now you said it gives me too much power.
Well, you'll just have to be very careful it gives you tremendous power, especially when you're wearing leather and you have a real high-powered music going on. It's such a high adrenaline. It's like an uncontrollable energy. That's the only thing. I mean, if you can control it, it's fine. But you'll just have. But I have a feeling that you will have a black Porsche one time. Knowing
a
judge,
Ferrari, but. May not be a Porsche, but something, or maybe an Aston Martin.
Oh yeah, that'd be much more suitable. But the thing is, you see, like when you look at another person, like you may be so angry at something, and then you look at a beautiful personal model or anybody, for example, that soul like quality, and especially with the beautiful eyes, so that immunity heals you. As I'm saying, like there's a spiritual connection with that Venus and Sagittarius.
I find also there's a bit of a tendency to idealize or look for that ideal partner, which may, hopefully, will show up at some point, but so far has not.
They will. And the first 6 months of next year, when Jupiter is touching off your Venus continuously.
Yeah.
In fact, anyone who has any planets in that Sagittarius, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, all the air signs and the fire signs getting some fantastic aspects the first 6 months of next year. And some of the people had also asked, by the way, as far as the sun sign is concerned, which signs are going through difficult themes and all that. And, of course, right now the mutable signs, anybody who's got mutable signs, as you know, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces are going through that seven-year cycle. So some of them is finishing just now, and for others it's finishing by about next summer. They've got to be prepared for the next 7 years what they want to do. And those are very important points. You always encounter delays. But it's basically like a test of your organizing skills and what's happening for the next 7 years. They'll be able to see much better through that. But it's just the energy. Like, for example, today the moon is in Libra, today and tomorrow. And right after that, when it comes to Scorpio, as soon as it gets to Scorpio, those 2 days are very violent all around the world. You know, we talked about assassinations. There were three, four major assassinations, actually, even in the last 2 weeks, which had the political connotation to it. That's a Scorpio theme. But Sun and Mars, and then Mercury also being a Scorpio, so that is, luckily that's the only one. I don't think we'll have it again before November 4th.
Okay.
Let me have a look at this other chart that we did for, I think Moon's going to be Aquarius. You know what's really interesting, that for the election, the Moon is going to be in Aquarius. Now, so people with Aquarius, and it's just like 1 degree Aquarius, it's coming from Capricorn. So all the conservative aspect is finishing, and the Aquarius side is coming up, which is the unconventional side.
Yeah.
And the thing is, now she's in Aquarius, Sarah Palin, whereas, she's not mentioned Aquarius. But Obama has Aquarius rising.
Yes, so 12
so it has a very similar type of theme.
Yeah.
And because she also really would have, you want to bring the change on that, as opposed to just McCain. I think she did not, she was really coerced into saying a lot of things she didn't want to, honestly. That's what I feel. Because when it comes to social causes and all that, that Aquarius side is quite good. They're not very realistic. They definitely are not meant for all the wars and everything. They've never been good at that at all.
Yeah.
They're completely clueless about it. But the social aspects of it, they're quite good, actually. But, And he's getting a Moon-Saturn aspect first, and then I had looked at in Washington about 10 o'clock in the evening. even before that, about 9:30, Moon conjunction Jupiter. So by 9:30 or 9 o'clock, 9:30, we'll know exactly. I mean, there's a definite happiness. And just before that, the Moon Saturn could just be maybe just feeling a bit tired and all that. But I am concerned with that Saturn touching off his Mars. You know, he's got a major windfall theme also, of course, with Jupiter in 11th house, what kind of new contracts and all that, and it's exactly trining his Mars. And continues throughout December. It's a very, very good protection, actually. But Moon, the 12th house, of course, I guess all the Sikh service and all that, all the thing that they'll provide for him also. And right now, of course, the Moon is going up in his chart. It's continuously going up. Like even today and tomorrow are fantastic for raising large sums of money. So he's got Moon in the 8th house. And by the way, for anybody, all the listeners who want to see where the Moon is in their chart, if they want to see, all they need to do is just go to astrotrends.net, and if they go to the Moon's Transits, that page, the Moon Magic page, the Moon's Transits, and they can see, based on the date and time, which column applies to them. It's from A to L. But in that column, they just read the key to Moon's Transits. It's quite, the explanation is given quite easily. So for anybody who has Moon in the 8th house, for example, it says number 8, they always get money. So Obama is getting that today and tomorrow. And in about 2 days' time, it goes into his 9th house.
The ninth house,
you know, the Scorpio theme, I think it's also his grandmother's health. You see, grandmother is also Neptune. So the Mars Neptune.
I thought grandparents were the 9th house.
No, it's the prayers are the 9th house, acid, or when they make us think about it, the good feelings. There's always that connection with that, you know, the grandparents and the God, for example, but the grandparents themselves are not. But the Neptune itself represents the grandparents, so he had a Mars-Neptune conjunction to the grandmother was really sick. And coming into the 9th house, it's also the next few days are very critical for his grandmother, actually, in his chart.
Yeah.
And so that could be, you know, because everything is coming into his 9th house. He's in the 8th house right now, so he was able to make a lot of money, raise large sums of money. September, October, November were fantastic for him. I mean, September and October were excellent for him for raising money. Now he's coming to the 9th house, which is philosophy and spirituality and prayers. And so, of course, his whole mind is with his grandmother also. And because he has Scorpio there, Scorpio often indicates when you go through, are there any conversion, for example, or there's a bit of a distrust, like his worst enemies are actually, to tell the truth, like the church. That's the Scorpio theme. So people who are religious authority, it's very, very much like Nostradamus, you know, because he also has Scorpio there. And so his worst enemies, unfortunately, are that, and always relate to his career. And
So you're saying that the 12th house represents grandparents because Neptune does?
No, like the 4th house itself, the 4th house is the parents and all. And sometimes the 10th house as well. But from the planet point of view, see, if you have a negative aspect to Neptune, that definitely indicates for the parents. So if the Saturn is touching off Neptune or Mars is touching off Neptune, so they are in danger at that time also. So this month, actually, in November, I think there's a major aspect. So, you know, every time, the Scorpio aspect indicates also when you're going to the church, but I shouldn't say for wrong reasons, but because of some life to a situation. That's the Scorpio theme. And, you know, when people remember you because of the life and death aspect, even Diana was born with Scorpio right on top. Now, she was born with Scorpio in the 10th house, like Obama also. And he has that Scorpio theme. In fact, when she wrote her will, Moon was in Scorpio, right on top in the 10th house, and it was made famous when the Moon again went to Scorpio at a funeral also.
Wow.
And yet when she actually had the accident, Moon was in Leo at that time, in a 3rd house, which is driving a car and fancy cars and all that. And Saturn being on the very bottom of the chart, of course, with the tunnel and all that. But the 9th house, so in his case, we can definitely see the whole emphasis in November is going to be all his life. November is a very significant month for prayers, for religion, for philosophy, these type of things. And any sort of hatred or racism that comes out against him would always be around November, late October and November, and always about religion. Like they were saying, for example, he's an Arab or a Muslim, for example. I mean, so what? I mean, if he had some half-Muslim, I said, all the better. I mean, the more you have the Christianity or Judaism and Muslim aspects, for example, it's fantastic. They all lead to that same truth.
Them up. Yeah. Absolutely. I think to have an understanding of all the religions is a great thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but right after Scorpio, the month of December is fantastic for me, because December then goes into Sagittarius, then it goes into right on top of this chart in the 10th house of career. And as opposed to McCain, where it's coming down in his chart, like in the second house.
Yeah.
And
now I have a question.
The McCain's chart is coinciding with America's chart. And you cannot really afford that, because when you have a chart like an astral twin, for example, on some aspects it may be very positive, and it's like the Beauty and the Beast, the first house being Libra and Scorpio. However, if the country is going down, you need somebody whose planets are coming up rather than coming down also.
Right.
Do you follow what I mean? So even though they may be compatible with each other and the ideology, but if both their charts are coming down, how can they save the rest of it? So with his planet coming up, and his son would be right on top of the chart in the month of December. And he is like the sort of a preacher there. And that aspect is an inspirational aspect. That's what they need. From grassroots people, they can raise trillions of dollars just by normal people also. I mean, once there's a proper dealer, a leader that they respect, and just a normal people, they'd be able to raise a lot. And, so that brotherhood sense and all that. The only thing which I'm really, really concerned about is many of these Republicans are leaving McCain and joining this party for Barack Obama. But some of them were very much, very closely tied to the administration and all that right now. In other words, when they feel that they just want to be with the winner, whoever the winner is. So many of the neoconservatives know that they're all joining Barack Obama. And even Lieberman, he's such a shrewd fellow. So he said, even though he'll do everything for McCain, but if Barack Obama comes in, he's going to help him a lot. I mean, who needs his help, for example? It's better to have a...
Yeah, exactly. The kind of help he's giving, we don't need,
No.
Yeah.
And it's better to have an intelligent enemy than a foolish friend, as they say. But he's very smart, but his child is very much like... there's a certain evasive aspect about this Mercury-Neptune theme, And because Neptune is touching off his Mercury continuously, people go off totally at a tangent. The thing is, they completely, all the policies of the Middle East and all that is something they really, really have to use. They need somebody who has some understanding there, because they completely misread the Middle East. And that's what they've got to, they really have to do something about that. They do not want more and more wars anymore.
I have a question. You had said because of Pluto and Sagittarius by the end of November that the world would be more understanding and tolerant of all the religions, and there would be a universal kind of thing going on. Do you still see that or no?
Do I still feel that?
Do you still see a harmony between more of a universal understanding of religions and tolerance and all that? Because of
absolutely,
Pluto and
absolutely. That. And now the only thing is, that it may not be much of an issue now. That's the only thing. Which could also indicate partly that people are becoming so, not like materialists, it's like, they're using it in the corporate level when they start using it. So it has more of the Capricornian aspect. Unfortunately, the Capricorn aspect is very dry. So it becomes a bit more business-like. The only thing is, with Sagittarius, there's a certain faith. For example, that Pluto really incited people's feelings. Because of radical aspect, because of the fanatic aspect, for example, but people who do become fanatics, there's a reason why they become like that in the first place. You cannot imagine the desperation of somebody. It's not that we are approving what they're doing, but if a 19-year-old girl throws herself in front of a tank, trying to protect her family, and they blows up the whole tank, for example, we call that terrorism, that it's a very hard aspect. Like the state of desperation. I mean, here's a woman. So it's not all these virgins in the heaven. These people are trying to make jokes and all that. It's total nonsense, of course. But so all that part will finish. And so with the Capricorn aspect, the whole economy, the manufacturing industry, all that will be completely redefined. And the last degrees of Sagittarius, of course, as you know, is transportation. So Chrysler, Ford, GM, more than being other, they have to merge together or new fuel efficient cars. I have a feeling that, China is going to come up with an electric car very, very soon, actually. And not just hybrid, but completely. I think that would be. But that is not the main problem. It's not the oil aspect. You know, this, you know, talk about dependency and all that. You know, this, I don't think that is the main problem. It's the actual oil that they buy at is very much cheaper than what they try to sell here.
Right.
But his chart, you know, he's got the Mars right on top of the chart. I mean, the only thing which I do
Obama?
Not like that, like Obama, even the time election, on the timing, on 4th November, Mars will be in Scorpio in the right on top. And during the inauguration also, it will be in the 10th house, but would have crossed the 10th house cross, which is Scorpio. It's like a war president.
Yeah.
Now, that's happened when Bush came in, because every 2 years it has to happen, see Mars right on top of the chart. But, of course, he's inheriting all of this. So that is one of the dominating aspects there.
I know. But, I actually did notice that when I was looking. I noticed that by January it'll be there and it'll still be in Scorpio, you know. So
yes.
Hopefully it'll be peaceful though. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
yeah. But luckily Venus is in his 10th house as well. And
oh, okay. Negotiations maybe, you know. Indicating negotiations.
Dubai?
Maybe it indicates
yes.
Diplomacy, negotiations, things like that.
That's right, yeah. But it'll be also in his 11th house that time, you know, right after. So there'll be throughout the month of, you know, the month of December is always very lucky for him. End of November, the month of December to about mid-January. And by the way, this is something I should actually put it on my website, you know, for the sun transits to the 12 houses, just like we've done the moon thing. They keep the moon's transits. I should really make one, an automatic one, so that instantly all you do is just put the date and time and on the slider, and it'll tell you exactly which months are the best for you financially, which ones are best for your career. That'd be a very interesting thing.
Excellent, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, that'd be quite an easy thing for us to put in, actually. Yeah. There's that Uranus Mars and Saturn Mars aspect that bothers me a little bit in his chart, so.
Right.
But so many planets moving up with the sun and everything moving up, you know, we have a lot of very positive things. But what I find very interesting is that in McCain's chart, that he has Pluto going away from his second house. And,
I think.
We're having a party here, actually, you know, so.
Oh.
The radio people don't hear. Can you hear a lot of commotion? Here?
I can.
Annoyance?
A little bit. It's not too much. It's a little bit.
I see. Let me just go through, or just give me one sec. This archive, I think, is going to be much, much easier, you know. And there are several radio stations, actually, which want to also pick the thing up also. And again, our number, let me just give our number out also. Do you have the number by any chance, Shivan?
Yeah, for the U.S. and Canada, I have. It's 1-888-228-4494.
That's it, yeah. And if they want, you know, just for their own date of birth or any discussion about politics or about different composers, etc. You know, Shivan, I also want to start talking about different like musicians and composers and all that too from time to time, because there are many people who are interested in astrology also, and they were really good. Like, for example, Mozart's chart. Like, he had Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, and but it was also aspect to Saturn. So the Mercury-Saturn gives, you know, when you're playing the piano, the strong the fingers and all that, that's the Mercury-Saturn theme. And the ability to finish what you start makes a person a real genius, actually, when you have Saturn close to Mercury. Of course, your Mercury has to be in a bright sign to begin with, otherwise many morons are also born with that. Like Einstein was born with Mercury-Saturn theme. No, really.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yes.
And but people who have, like Einstein was born with that, Leonardo da Vinci was born with that, for the Mercury-Saturn theme. And but he also had Neptune in Leo, the age of the golden movies, like we had here. So every 165 years, like Marilyn Monroe was born with Neptune in Leo. That whole age group, you know, Humphrey Bogart and Frank Sinatra and all that, they were very charismatic type. And who was that one? You remember that Dancing in the Rain?
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Actor? Yes.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
What was his name?
Sammy Davis.
Excuse me, I can't. Sorry,
Sammy
Jordan, I couldn't hear the last part. No, not Sammy Davis. The one who's, you know that movie, Singing in the Rain.
Gene
Kelly.
Gene
Kelly,
Kelly,
right?
Yes.
Gene Kelly, that's right. See, all those people were such master crafts people.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so that was that whole age group, every once in 165 years.
Really
just like your age group is a very philosophical age group.
Yeah.
In fact, the first psychic fairs, which become like Psychic Zoo now, they started around your time. And and we have a lot of things that will happen will be from your age group, you'll see. Like the
really?
Next president who comes in. I do feel that Obama is going to be like a two-term president, actually. If nothing happens till next summer, because he is in danger till next summer.
Yes.
But after that, then he's fine. He's fine for long, at least for two terms, he's fine.
Wonderful.
And he's just at a time when everything is moving up in his chart. It's absolutely amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's got like 21 years ahead of him.
Yes.
But in about 4-5 years' time, he reaches the peak and expands his position. 7 years after that, he can consolidate his position, and 2.5 years after, then he can retire to keep a low profile. So it's quite a lot of things. I do hope that he makes Bill Clinton the Middle East representative. Like right now, Blair, for example, is totally, his chart is like Hitler. You can see, Blair's chart.
Right.
Same Mercury in Aries, very similar, you know. But Bill Clinton, at least, I mean, he was the one who brought the whole thing, and he's very much respected, so. He's a very good public speaker, also.
Mm-hmm.
And the both, of course, have Mercury and Leo, too. They will get along. The only thing is, Clinton, I think, will try to change Obama's viewpoint a lot, also, because his Pluto cuts off his Mercury.
Oh, I see. In a negative way?
Bill Clinton, you know what's really interesting is that Bill Clinton, George Bush and Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
All of them were born within about a month to each other. Did you know that?
Same year,
yeah. Bush was born, in August, for example, Bush was born in July. He was a Cancer, which Saturn also in Cancer, that's why, you know, he's much more closed and all that. Everything is a 12th house, all this intrigue and various activities and all that. Whereas Bill Clinton, of course, is a Leo. So it's easier for a Leo to handle the power than Bush, for example, who is a Cancer, but he's got lots of Leo planets. That's why people are able to manipulate him and play on his ego a lot more.
I see.
Yeah, the only danger that I said Obama will have is who he trusts, the people around him. That's the only thing. He's got a Mercury-Neptune aspect.
Right.
That's the only thing I'd be careful. But next summer is absolutely fantastic for him.
Well, fortunately, he's got Biden, which is good, you know?
The what?
Fortunately, he has Senator Biden, which is good, you know?
Yes, yes. I like Senator. You know, I like Biden's chart very much too, you know? But he's a very passionate and warm person. And because of that, it can come out with anger from time to time. I think what he says is, you know, even those faux pas and the sarcastic aspect and they say, you know, for example, for the mouth and all that, that part is his Mars very close to Mercury. But what he's saying is saying from the heart.
Absolutely. He's not a dishonest person, you know? He's a very...
No,
very,
not at all.
He strikes me as...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just that sometimes he wants to make an impact. It's not what he's saying, but it's not... Like, some people are purely theoretical. Like, for example, the reason why people like Cheney or Lieberman are able to get away with it, because they're not passionate at all. They're purely neocortical, which is highly intellectual, but they have no emotions, no feeling for the people whatsoever.
They get away with it under the radar because of that.
Yeah, they don't get emotional, they don't get angry, there's no feeling at all. Whereas, so they are just saying things. It's like a pure legal type of aspect. They're just saying just words. So they're able to manipulate people a lot. Whereas Biden is like people who are born in the equator. All the people born in the equator, they're always very passionate type, very combative type. Whether you take Jamaica, whether you take Pakistan, you take Israel, you take any of these places, all the Arab, it's all like equator. So Biden is like that. He has an Irish aspect or something, but very... So when he's saying something, he tries to make an impact. Sometimes he wants to shock people into reality. Like his best approach is, for example, you know, when he wants to... Let people know that we have to get out of a certain place, like let's say Florida, they want to evacuate, but nobody is listening. Then there's an 800-mile hurricane that comes up. It really scares people. So 2 million people finally leave. So that is his aspect. That's his Scorpio theme. But he understands this aspect very well. And if there's somebody else along with him, then it becomes a fantastic combination. His chart, as a matter of fact, is like a more mature, but Hillary Clinton has a similar sort of chart. But she's not, because she went to the feminist aspect on it much more, the part of the causes, and whereas he is much more, and there with, you know, his life and death situation, his, I think his son passed away, right?
His wife also, no, his first wife passed away, yes.
But yes. Wasn't a child also involved?
Oh.
I thought that a child also, I didn't do, we should do some research on that, actually.
Yeah, maybe there was. I don't know.
Yeah. And,
it sounds like there might have been, yeah.
But that has matured to some extent. The only thing which I'm really, really concerned about is all these the people who are close to Bush and all that, they're jumping the bandwagon and going into Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to please them he doesn't do anything. You know what's interesting? When Obama got his driver's license on February 10th of... No, this is... Yeah, at that time, he had Jupiter in the ninth house that time. I was looking at all the little things. You know, Marilyn Monroe. Just don't know when suddenly she decided to become Jewish. But she must have been in that philosophical frame of mind. Because when she got that certificate, when she went there, Moon was straight in her ninth house. That's sort of philosophy and truth. So it was very, it was not a phony aspect on her part. Like as opposed to being in the 12th house or anything. Like she must have been really, really inspired to be that. Aspect. Okay, Obama has some beautiful, beautiful asset. Jupiter in the 11th house, trining that Saturn, that Mars. Total windfall theme. And then it comes down, it goes into his 12th house. Very, very good protection for his health. But it touches off his Saturn the last, till about December. And actually, for about 2-3 months maximum, I would say. But you know what's interesting is Jupiter's coming back to his own position throughout next year. When he takes office, Jupiter will be in Aquarius. And he was born with Jupiter in Aquarius. So these people are definitely like mass reformers. And also Aquarius is the internet. And he's really made use of that. And will keep doing so. He'll back up a lot of charities on the internet where people are raising lots of money. And using the media. Itself. That's all the Aquarius. So I think the education, the mass education, all that would be fantastic under his thing. Quite positive. And his Saturn Moon aspect is finished now. By the way, you know he's born with Saturn Moon trine and a Saturn Jupiter trine. I mean the Moon Jupiter trine. So the Moon Jupiter is this visionary tendency and extremely positive and being upbeat and being hopeful and being optimistic. And Saturn Moon also is building of property. So I think he's going to help a lot in that aspect too.
Oh, you mean the crisis?
What I like about it is that he really has that leadership as well as to delegate work to other people.
Hmm.
That part is most definitely there.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that he's definitely, as he said about abortion also, that he really wants to educate the women to not to get, like for example, you know, to reduce the teenage pregnancy in the first place. Rather than to see the consequences afterwards. So I think the emphasis will definitely be much more on education itself.
Excellent. Yeah, we need that here, especially the educational system is in shambles, you know.
That's right,
so
exactly, yeah.
They really need to take care of that, you know. But,
yes. You know, Michelle Obama has a Moon-Saturn conjunction. So they have difficulty...
Was she born with it?
Yeah, she was born with that. Kerry was born with that, too.
Mm.
So she'll have to be a bit careful because sometimes she can be a little too tough with people. You know, when she speaks and all that with people, she may come across like that a bit. I'm sure she's a very, very practical, very down-to-earth person.
Right.
And she does have a Mercury-Uranus trine also.
So very bright.
They are different, but they are compatible in that aspect. They complement each other.
Right.
But she's very down-to-earth type in many aspects. And... and she's had a lot of early responsibility. You see that Moon Saturn makes people work quite hard without showing their emotions. In fact, even Venus. Her Venus is in Pisces, which I really like, actually. But it's, again, close to Saturn, which gives the discipline to finish what you start, have a long-term relationship, the compatibility is there. You know, one thing which I was thinking that they were talking about Obama having affairs and all that. They're trying to do everything, for example. And I think one of the reasons why, if you look at these people, Edwards, Bill Clinton, Obama, they're also very handsome, and women do like them a lot. So they, of course, approach much more than people like McCain, for example. But McCain, unfortunately, I mean, he's one to speak, he completely ruined the life of his first wife. She waited for years for him, for the Vietnam, and as soon as he came back, he divorced her and married Cindy.
Right.
I do like that. I do like the wife.
She had cancer.
Who's cancer?
His first wife had cancer.
Yes, yes. When he left her. That's right, exactly.
Yes.
I like Cindy also, though, Cindy McCain. There's something very unusual about her, isn't she? I know people find it very almost like alien quality, but there's something very feminine about her.
Her eyes are very strange, you know.
Yeah.
Her eyes.
They're sort of attractive in a weird way, but it's definitely, there's some, I like the way she smiles and all that stuff, you know. Or when McCain is saying something and she's nodding her head and all that, it's really funny to watch all that.
He's just
too old. I mean, all the Alzheimer's and memory lapses and all that. Do you know they had so many things with George Bush Sr., that he had some thyroid problem or something? And who knows? The Gulf War that he signed was disastrous, as far as you're concerned. I mean, they made a ton of money from all that aspect, but it really, really spoiled the whole nation. There was no reason for going there anyways. But Reagan also, he had lapses of memory completely. It's like somebody else running the show. They just want to have some figurehead to be there. So 72, in McCain's case, also the same thing. When he's calling a country by a different name or the presidents by a different name, they've already started doing that.
I see.
So it's really survived with this aspect. But another thing which I do like about Obama, by the way, that he does have Mars in Virgo, and now people can smoke like a chimney pot, but once they give up, they become like preachers. Very strong emphasis on health also. So I think that's another theme we'll have. But it's not an easy time, and I just hope that, I think that NASA and all that will suddenly, they'll start gaining much more astronomy, for example, all the Aquarius, all the modern age. And especially on the Internet, I think he's going to have a lot of schools on the Internet, for example, because that hardly costs anything. You can have 100 schools taught by one professor. I mean, he's teaching one class instead of that. He could be teaching 100 classes. It's exactly the video camera being given everywhere, even outside America, for example. So I have a feeling that he's going to do a lot of those type of things also. But you know, there is a real battle between old and the new going on right now. Do you know what the configuration is in the sky? If you just think about it, it's Saturn opposition to Uranus. One is futuristic, that's Aquarius, that's Uranus. And then you have this conservative Capricorn Saturn theme. Regardless of which sign it's in, but so Saturn Uranus opposition always creates, in an individual's case, it creates an indecisiveness. It's like whether you want to marry, get married, or live in a common law relationship, for example. So when people have these push and pull aspects, like Euro currency, when that came in, there was a Mars Saturn aspect in the sky. They were leaving a 1,000-year currency and starting a new one. So some old values, leaving them behind and taking some new ones. And to me, Obama represents the bridge between both. He has some deep conservative values from his grandmother and all that, but at the same time, quite futuristic also that he's thinking of. And also, combining the two parties together. That's also the Uranus and Saturn theme. So the ability to understand both the older and the new generation. And after November, I do not see the religious zeal that's going on. There's a certain fanaticism going on, you see. Like even in America, what's happening, you see, this is really quite dangerous almost now. But that all that finishing by November of 2008.
Really? You think that quickly this will change, so quickly?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because when they feel inspired, you know, just one speech can really inspire people a lot when you see the values. Like, it's so strange, you know, when I tell my clients sometimes, for example, that in Islam, that Moses was their prophet, Jesus is their prophet, and Muhammad is their prophet. They don't realize that. They don't realize that Jesus is actually one of their holiest prophets. In fact, it says just like God's own son. That's exactly what it says in the Quran.
Mm-hmm. and to be revered the same way as Muhammad is revered.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the only reason they feel that that Muhammad came was like the last prophet is mainly because the Bible had been tampered with, and they had added and subtracted things to it, not to negate it at all. It's the same truth, except that just to preserve, because the original words are still there. Like in Quran, they've never tampered with the original words at all. They've always put the translation underneath it. As with the Bible, which came in Aramaic, then was translated into Hebrew, then Greek, then you've got like the 24th St. James Version coming up now. And they keep on changing each time. So all this aspects, when people keep on adding their own things to it. That's even Gita, for example. You know, I understand Sanskrit, and purely mainly because of the Gita. That's the only reason I studied it to some extent. When I, you know, two lines, what was written there, it was so much more truthful than like the 10 lines underneath it, which is like all hype and PR. We write in Hindi and other languages, they translate, because these people try to interpret from their own way. But unless you really, really understand astrology, I think it's very difficult to understand any of these science, these type of things. Any of the divine sciences, you know.
Right.
It's like
right.
A sacred art that you have. You know, Shervin, you have no idea what a fantastic tool that you have just acquired so easily, you know, just in the last few years. Because this is complete. No, really. It's not a man-made thing, but there's nothing more revealing than this aspect. Remember, for example, let's say if somebody's being anemic, for example. Now, everybody, if they are born with a moon Saturn, they are a bit anemic, and they don't smile. Kerry has the same thing. Michelle Obama has the same thing. It's difficult for them, but there's a touch of ruthlessness about them. They drive themselves like a slave driver and with other people, but they are fair. Like she's a very hardworking person. And she just accepts that aspect as part of the duty. But at the same time, because she's Venus in Pisces, she's enough of the dancing. She is actually quite good in that aspect of watching her thing. But she has that Venus in Pisces still. And just having this, so for example, if somebody is born as a moon Saturn, but supposing if somebody is not born with it, and he goes through it by transit, so every time moon touches off Saturn, for those 3-4 hours, you'll feel extremely tired. You'll be on your desk, and suddenly you'll be just nodding your head, for example. Or taking a little nap without realizing it. Like, suddenly, that's the moon sign. There's nothing in medicine. Forget about the answer. They haven't even begun to ask the questions.
I see.
Or, for example, let's say Mars-Neptune aspect. When to have a surgery? I mean, I see these women going into, like, I've had clients, for example, who come back after some very difficult ones, all these, you know, they do the cosmetic surgery and all that. So, my God, how could you do that without even knowing when your body, I mean, they don't even take into consideration whether the body is up to the par or will recover. The only time they won't do a surgery is if you have a common cold, which is a very obvious thing.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, we've got to wrap up now. We've got about 2-3 minutes left. Yeah, but the main thing, you know, so this aspect, so, and 4 times that it happens, that moon Saturn, and the most important aspect of astrology is if you can find out what to do to offset that thing. So if somebody calls you when you have a moon Saturn aspect, that's when you'll find out who your true friends are. So if somebody calls you and you have a fantastic discussion with them, that's the person to keep. Because most people will get you depressed at that time, yes.
So
whether it's
your
wife, whether your husband, your spouse.
But what if someone you talk to on a regular... I remember you telling me if someone calls you when moon is in your 12th, you should be careful of them. What if it's someone you regularly talk to almost every day? Then it doesn't matter, right?
No, but the thing is, you know, if somebody calls you in 12th, for example, it can also be a research. They may be triggering off something which is a fantastic research. Even the positive person, they call you, but they keep you on the phone for 5 hours because you're so excited about the research, and then you sleepless nights because of it, it physically affects your health.
Okay.
That's the only part. But the moon sign, the ways to offset it, like sculpture, ceramics, pottery, landscaping, all those things. By the way, as far as reports are concerned, if you want a 12-month forecast or a compatibility report or a natal report, it's all on our website. Just go to astrotrends.net. astrotrends.net. I've got several sites going on there, with a whole like a lifestyle for people, and there'll be a lot of exciting things developing, and we'll be personalizing everything from your newsletter to all these different things they're doing. Also, my new site, myastrolove.net, is also there, and you can write to us at stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, at astrotrends.net, and or call us at 416-497-9000, whether you want to have a CD done or any reports done. And until next time, we'll be coming up again next Sunday on Station 2. And if you have any questions or something, you can always email us and let us know, and we'll answer them to our to best of our ability. Thank you very much, Shervin. I really appreciate your being there.
It was a pleasure, Hassan.
A week or 2 weeks' time, we'll have all kinds of... Actually, it's quite exciting. Next week and the week after that, about the election, there'll be excellent analysis coming up also.
Sure will.